Well, this morning during the 2012 Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, many cattlemen attended the Cattle Facts session with their chief executive officer, Randy Block, so there is one question he keeps getting.
Are we going to ever expand this cow herd? I think most of you in this room believe in the free market system. The reason the cow herd hasn't expanded over the last 10, 15 years is either the drought situation has been too severe in these areas, or the economics just haven't been strong enough to send a signal. You think this economic signal is going to be strong enough to grow the herd? Absolutely. Absolutely. We will grow the herd. I don't think there's any question about that over the course of the next several years if we get enough moisture in these various regions of the country. Don't second guess the market. The market works. It'll send a strong enough economic signal for us to get that job done.
Block noted the economic signals are in place for restocking to begin this year, as all we need now is a little encouragement from Mother Nature. But before that happens, he expects cattle inventory numbers will decline slightly and then reach a low point in 2013. Block said things have changed greatly with the way we are marketing cattle and beef.
Some don't like it. Think about the volatility we have in the spot markets. Very unpredictable. We're all sitting in here in the room. I'm watching y'all right up here, and you're all looking at your phones. You don't know whether we're going to trade cattle today at 123 or 126. We're within 2 hours of trading them. We don't know within $3 a hundred where we're going to trade, right? It's that way up and down the system. Nobody knows. You can't put all your eggs in the spot market when that's happening. There's too much volatility. So consequently, unable to manage the risk, we're doing things different today. About 70% of our cattle do not sell in the spot market. 65% of our beef is not selling in the spot market. As our global markets increase, do you think we will see more and more people want to manage risk some way back through the system? Again, it's not the same business that it was 10 years ago, and I think you can see why. The volatility, if you just roll this together, 40% of the time in here in the last year, we had a $30 a head change in the spot market from week to week, just on live cattle. So here's $30 bill here, and then we look at corn, same 40% of the time we got a $20 change in the value of corn that goes into the ration. We got two of the factors right there, and we got $50 of uncertainty in the spot market. That's why we're managing risk. That's more than we make on these cattle is the volatility from 1 week to the next. And we have to manage all of them.
He said the decline in cattle numbers means prices can be expected to move higher this year, but we are buying record high break-evens in this industry.
And with these record high break-evens, obviously, we've got a lot of these cattle that have mid-130s break-evens. Before I came out here, I just did a quick calculation. The markets today have got a 130 market priced in. The futures markets have a 130 market priced in for the balance of the year. This is where we are. This is what we've priced in when we adjust for basis. As Kevin said, we're likely going to have narrower margins for the margin segments, primarily the packing and feeding segments here through 2012 and probably through 2013. But I remind you, as you look at these markets, that we've already priced in a 130 to 134 market on fed cattle for the balance of the year. The cutout feeder cattle prices, basically we've priced in a 160. Don't bet your whole wad. I think you can see in these times in here that we need to make sure we're managing the risk. When the music stops playing, these markets correct. They tend to be very, very directional with a lot of energy. So don't get caught up in the euphoria. These are dangerous times when we get people all going and running the same direction. They're dangerous. We have to be careful. These markets all have corrections. And this one will be no different.
And when it comes to exports, Block said U.S. beef exports, which set records in 2011, will likely set new highs in 2012 as a result of strong overall global demand and continued weakness in the U.S. dollar. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.